humanitarian gesture from the Arab Red Crescent and Red Cross comes in line with the UAE's continued support for people suffering abroad. ARN News spoke to Fahmy Ayashi, a Syrian living in Dubai, who is concerned about his family there. He's also undertaking his own donation campaign.
Basically, it's the maximum I can do, unfortunately, and the least I should do. Being a Syrian, and actually not being a Syrian, let me correct this, being a human. Why I'm doing this, I mean, I'm just, you know, an ordinary guy who watches the news on, you know, on a daily basis, and I just realized that, you know, this is not an action movie that I should just, you know, look at. I mean, I do thank everyone who, you know, emotionally support and, you know, visit their sympathies, but, I mean, I've, you know, reached a point where I believe that's not enough. That's not enough, you know, from a human point of view.
And after the failure of the UN Security Council to pass a resolution on Syria, it has meant even more violence, especially in the district of Homs. The attacks continue despite the Gulf Cooperation Council saying its members were recalling their ambassadors from Damascus. And the Arab Red Crescent and Red Cross continue to save lives in extremely dangerous conditions. I spoke to Mr. Farah Tabaki, the spokesperson for the International Red Cross in Syria, who is in Damascus, about the plight of the aid workers there and how significant the UAE's charitable role is.
Syrian Arab Red Crescent volunteers are doing a great job. Sometimes they are unable to go into certain areas, mainly because it is not safe enough for them to get there. They need to get there because they do only one thing, and that is try to save lives of Syrians. Anybody who needs assistance, regardless of who he is, what religion or what sect or what color or what even political opinion he is, if he's a soldier and he needs assistance, they will assist him. If he's a protester and he needs assistance, he will get the same kind of treatment. They are doing their job with great commitment, neutrally, impartially, and everybody needs to make it easier for them to get there.
The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has promised Russia he would end the bloodshed as they vetoed an attempt by the UN Security Council to condemn Syria for the crackdown. And the aid that the UAE is sending, food, blankets and other supplies, is timely, as our Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed al-Nahyan met Russia's Foreign Minister in Moscow just the day after the adoption of the Arab League resolution. Finally, I asked Mr. Tabaki what he foresees as the future for Syria as speculation of an official war mounts.
Well, I wish I could tell you. I hope the violence will end. I hope it will be reduced. I hope people will be able to solve problems. So.